Welcome to the Legendary Perspective channel, a place where future entrepreneurs come to get inspired. Today, we are going to talk about a great American writer, Dale Breckinridge Carnegie, or as simply known, Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie was an American writer, lecturer, and the developer of famous courses in self-improvement, salesmanship, corporate training, public speaking, and interpersonal skills. Dale Carnegie was a poor farmer's boy and the second son of James William Carnegie and Amanda Elizabeth Harbison. He was born in 1888 in Maryville, Missouri. In spite of having to wake up every morning at 4, which we all don't like, in his teens to milk the cows, he managed to obtain an education at the State Teachers College in Warrensburg. Selling correspondence courses after college was his first job, after which he moved on to selling bacon, soap, and lard for Armour & Company. Carnegie quit sales in 1911 after saving $500 in order to pursue his lifelong dream of becoming a teacher for adult education, but instead ended up attending the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York. With little success as an actor, he returned back to New York, unemployed and nearly broke. Living at the Young Men's Christian Association, he got the idea to teach public speaking. He ran out of material in his first session, but when he suggested his students to speak about something that made them angry, he discovered that this technique made the speakers unafraid to address a public audience. That's how evolved the Dale Carnegie course in 1912, and by 1914, having tapped into the average American's desire to have more self-confidence, Carnegie was earning around $500 every week. He was able to rent Carnegie Hall for a lecture to a packed house by 1916. His first collection of writings was Public Speaking, a Practical Course for Businessmen, later entitled as Public Speaking and Influencing Men in Business. How to Win Friends and Influence People, when published by Simon & Schuster in 1936, became an instant bestseller and was his crowning achievement. Containing practical advice on how to create a success in business and personal lives. This book had sold 5 million copies in 31 languages by the time of Carnegie's death. Carnegie served the US Army during the First World War, but in 1931, his first marriage ended in divorce. And in 1944, he remarried Dorothy Price Vanderpool. Carnegie died in 1955, aged 66, at his home in Forest Hills, New York. He was buried at the Belton Cass County, Missouri Cemetery. Hope you got inspired, and we will be returning back to the subsequent chapters of the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, at your service. Thank you.